Welcome to I'm Screaming, a podcast for anyone who's ever felt like shamelessly screaming at the top of their lungs over a moment in pop culture.
Because sometimes pop culture can be scary and you just gotta let it out. Let's scream about it together.
Hello, Megan.
Hi, Giselle.
Hi, my queen. Here we are.
We're back.
Thank God, 2 weeks in a row. I'm gonna see you in like 2 hours, an hour and a half.
I know, like quite soon. Are you ready for your first?
Quite soon.
I'm F45 class, everyone.
I'm excited, but like a cough or two will be let out. Like, I'm sorry to the people.
It's like, okay.
This cough won't leave me. It like literally won't leave me, but I'm like, I promise I'm fine, but I have a cough. But you know how it is. But I'm going to F45. I'm excited. Meg is the queen of F45. Here we go.
Well, I'm not the queen of this F45 that we're going to. I've never been to it. So,
I mean, here we go. Union Square.
I've famously scammed F45 before because I go to the Midtown East location. Right. But there's also one on Long Island where I'm from. And so last like holiday season, I pretended like I'd never done F45 before and used one of my many email addresses to get like the starter pack for like a week long trial.
Oh my God. I have to tell you, I didn't tell you this, but this, I tried to do the same thing at my hometown cycle bar.
Yeah.
And they literally caught me.
They caught you.
Like, I used a different email and like just signed up because I forgot my password. I wasn't trying to scam them, but when I got the free class, I was like, amazing. So then like I tried to sign in, and before the class started, this girl came up to me and she was like, hi, actually you need to pay for this class. And I was like, fine, I'll pay for the class, but also like this lowly Chandler, Arizona cycle bar, fuck you. But I went.
And no, I mean, it's not them trying to make my girl a criminal.
Literally, like, I'll pay the $20, sister.
No,
that's, fix your system.
That's the thing. But yeah, I remember I went in to the Long Beach one, like early, and I was like, oh, it's my first class. And like, they like explained F45 to me, and I was like, it's like that meme of like, they don't know, like that I like them at the party. It's like, they don't know I've taken over 150 F45 classes, actually.
Literally. Like, they don't know, but I'll listen.
Yeah. But also,
my sister.
What's up?
Famously. You give great recommendations.
Okay.
On television shows.
Do
Buccaneers
I?
Buccaneers being the most recent one, that was great.
Yep.
I'm making a commitment to you. I'm going to start The Traitors.
Yeah!
Yeah. I've heard too much. I've heard too much about it. We're starting it.
It's so good. It's so
Can I start from season good. 2 or do I need to go back and watch season 1?
You don't have to go back and watch season 1. Because okay. I think you already know kind of maybe who wins that season.
I know the premise.
And I think this season in 3 episodes is already better than season 1. It's all reality stars this time. So The Traitors on Peacock, everyone. Everyone who listens to this podcast should be watching it. It is so good. Yes. It is Survivor meets like Big Brother meets like it's crazy. It's so good. You're going to die.
I'm excited. Giselle.
Oh my God. It's so
also
funny.
Like the Survivor impact. Like, I know you don't watch Drag Race, but a new season started 2 weeks ago and they have immunity this season. I'm like, what is happening?
They have immunity. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Wow. Like in the first 2 episodes, you could like win immunity. I'm like, the Survivor impact, like literally.
No, absolutely. And I mean, like the Survivor girls on this season of The Traitors are icons, legends, the moment. Parvati and
Peppermint
Sandra.
I saw is on it, right?
Peppermint, yes.
But I'm like, Peppermint's not a villain, right? Or what is
no,
are they supposed to be villains?
They're not all supposed to be villains. So
okay.
The premise is that there are, I think there's like 20 of them. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And they all go to this castle in Scotland, and it's like Alan Cumming is the host.
Love.
He selects this season. Last season, he selected 3 traitors. This season, he selected 2 people to be traitors, and then they had to recruit a 3rd traitor. And so the traitors are just like among them, and the rest are called faithfuls. And the premise of the show is like for the traitors to make it to the end. And then if a traitor is at the end, like when there's 3 of them left, like they just automatically can take the money.
Oh, wow.
And the faithful's job is to try and get rid of all the traitors and like expose them. And so they can do that. Like basically every night the traitors murder someone So they like murder them and they get like banished, like, right? Like, and then the next morning at breakfast, everyone's like waiting to see who got murdered. And then they have like round tables where they vote someone out as like, but they're voting them out as in like voting for them, like, I think you're a traitor. And then the person that gets voted out stands up and either says like, I'm a faithful, like, you got God, or I'm a traitor. And so the traitor's job is also to like sow like, you know, doubt and whatever in their minds. And it's just like, it's so good. I mean, like, crazy good cast this season. A lot of Big Brother and the Challenge people who I don't really know that well.
Oh, I know some Challenge people from back in the day.
But... but also Ek and Sue from Love Island, famously.
Oh, yeah.
This
yeah.
guy, Bergie, who's from Love Island, US. Okay. Max Tremosky from Dancing with the Stars. Peppermint from Drag Race. Peter from The Bachelor, who is like,
oh my god,
Pilot Pete, who's actually like already in three episodes, and I kind of knew this based on the trailer, has kind of won me over.
Of course.
And there's like someone from Shaws of Sunset, lots of Real Housewives.
Okay, I'm definitely excited to watch.
You're gonna love it. Tim should watch it with you too.
Yeah, I mean, a new show. We need a new show.
Yeah.
So Meg, another Meg recommendation that I know will be fabulous. Can't wait. I had to tell you.
I am so excited. I can't wait.
Yes. Okay. So should we jump in?
We're
moving on a time limit today, people, because we have to work out. So
we are fitness queens.
Really.
Should we start with?
Go ahead.
Oh, the movie we saw?
Let's do that.
So
we saw Mean Girls the musical, or Mean Girls that is a musical.
Yeah, they made sure that nobody who did any research or was anyway online knew that it was a musical before they went to see it.
Right.
We did. We saw it in a crowded AMC theater.
Oh my gosh.
And there was
a rowdy crowd.
There was some like seven, they must have been like 17, Giselle, sitting in front of us that we told them to shut up. We told them to shut up in the first 5 minutes of the movie. Like,
literally evil girls.
Literally just could not shut the fuck up.
And like, we don't mind a chitter chatter sometimes.
No, we whispered to each other through the whole movie, but like, it was just like they were talking out loud as if as if they were in their home.
Right, in their home theater. In the AMC in fucking Union Square, literally. Yeah,
literally.
Crazy. But we did see the film. Meg, what are your thoughts, your general thoughts of the film?
You know, I liked it. It's...
Yeah, same. I had a good time.
It's like, you know, I think it was never going to be like cinema, right? Like,
right.
I mean, I think it has its moment.
It was never going to be Wonka.
It was never going to be Wonka. The thing about chocolate is that there's chocolate.
And then there's chocolate, people. Come on.
But I will say, I mean, like, I think, and this is, I'm taking this from Vera's review, but this was kind of our... our general consensus when we, of course, had discourse after the film. But that there were a lot of stars in this movie, a lot of star-making turns, a lot of people who are already stars, like, reaffirming themselves, except for the actual star of the movie, right?
Right.
And Gowrie Rice.
It was quite shocking, actually.
I feel bad for her because I feel like they set her up.
I mean... Not only did they not tell people it was a musical, which, like, but then the first person who sings sounded bad. I'm sorry.
It's just terrible.
I'm sorry. She wasn't a star. There are stars and there are stars, and she's not a star. I'm sorry. In this film, at least. Like, not to drag this
film. No, but I don't think she's really a star anyway.
I'm not really seeing... leading lady here.
And the Broadway people on TikTok are coming for her by comparing her vocals... And also in general, I will say this on the movie as well, is that like I don't like when a musical tries to strip the musicalness of it away. Literally. Like, it's like
is a musical.
Like, that's the point of a musical, is that it's a musical. The point,
right?
The movie feels like a movie. The musical needs to feel like a musical. You know?
Right, exactly.
And
exactly.
So, like, it's just I mean, they stripped down the arrangements. They made it a lot more poppy. Like, steered away from the kind of very musical theater vibe that these songs all have. They cut some of my favorite songs.
They kind of need it.
And that's the thing. It's like, and then you have, you know, obviously, like, big voices like Renee Rapp, like Auli'i, right?
Auli'i, I believe.
Yes, Cravajal.
Famously Cravajal. Moana.
Famously Moana. Famously a star. So good in this famously. Movie.
Jaquel, also Jaquel, famously amazing. A star. Amazing. Going places, that guy. Absolutely. Going places.
And I mean, what's her name? Who played Karen?
Oh, obsessed with her. Ivanka? Is that her name? I feel like it's something of that nature. She has like one name.
Yes, which it's Avantika.
Avantika, yes. She has one name, which I love. And she's honestly becoming like the standout of this film.
And she's, I mean, my girl is at Columbia, class of 2027.
Yeah. Stunning. Stunning this one.
So there were just a lot of bigger performances around. And Gowrie Rice, who plays Katie, famously the Lindsay Lohan role.
Yeah.
And I do think this is something else we said, and I think it's so true. Vera, who watched the original Mean Girls the night before, that like,
yes.
Lindsay Lohan was already a star when she started Mean Girls. She was mm-hmm. the draw. She was the star. Even yeah. when you kind of hate that character later in the movie, you're still rooting for her because it's Lindsay Lohan. And I think we lost right. a lot of that with this girl, A, just being like not very charismatic in the role. And no. unfortunately, not being a very good singer. And again, like I said, the TikTokers have been comparing her to Erica Henningsen, the original Broadway cast recording right. of Mean Girls, who, you know, is fantastic in that role. And I mean, also, we had a lot of conversations about how right before COVID, Sabrina Carpenter was in the role on Broadway for a few shows, never really even got the chance to kind of like settle into it or like, you know, whatever. But like,
yeah.
she was, did they even ask her? I don't think so.
I know, literally, they should have.
Yeah.
I have a hot take. I've sat with this hot take for a minute.
Okay. I'm excited.
I don't want this to come across as shade to this person. Because oh. in other roles this person has done, and it's, I don't think it's, I'm going where you think I'm going.
Okay.
Maybe it is. In other roles this person has done, this exact way they've played it has been correct.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like this person didn't want to be in this movie.
Okay.
Chris Riney. I like him as a human. I think yeah. in The Pretties, he's great. But, like, I just think it was so hard and, like, even, like, I've seen a lot of interviews with him, and I'm like, I just feel like you don't like musicals and you didn't want to be here. But, like, I know you like the cast. Like, I know you're friends with Renee. Like, I know you're a nice, fun person. But, like, it's not coming through for me in the movie. And also, as I said to you after you watched the movie, I was like, boy, he was just there. Like, which, like, go off. Like, be in a movie musical, but, like, refuse to sing. Like, go off. But also, like, I don't know. The interviews and stuff, like, he just seems so, like, depressed and, like, sad. But maybe that's who he is. I don't know. Tell me what you think.
I agree. I mean, I think it's also his vibe. And I think it's, like, something that yeah. this is the way he wants to, what he wants to give across, which is, like, this sad emo boy energy. Because it right. fits along with the roles that he's playing.
Right.
But I also think, again, like, I think that also contributed to at the end of the movie, obviously, when Aaron Samuels and Katie get together at the
right.
homecoming or whatever, spring fling. It's like, okay, yeah, like they might as well kiss right now. But it's also like the only moment that I felt they had like any sort of like connection or anything was like when he's in her room at the party and he's like,
yes.
And he kind of like gives it to her, like in terms of like, you're just like Regina. And I'm like, yes, like show
us acting, give us
some life, you know.
Yeah,
but like that was, I mean, again, I don't think the movie is saved in that sense by this all the other performances, because they're
totally
all so
agree.
much, like I was rooting for Renee Rapp.
Icon queen legend moment
for
also
Janice
playing characters
and Damian,
who are just herself but love.
Literally, yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think, like, there's a lot of, like, fun moments, and we were laughing. Like, I do think in lot of ways they, like, made the same jokes. Obviously, like, the beats that they have to hit, Glenn Coco, She Doesn't Even Go Here, October 3rd, like, all of those classics.
Yeah.
But I think they added to them in different ways and, like, changed them up in different ways that made them, like, a little less boring. Some funny, very funny moments. Jaquel specifically,
yeah,
just hysterically.
It's like when they went in like with the Janice and the Damien characters, or with the Karen character, like when they went in and went for it, it worked. But I think they were like caught between, as you said, like being mainstream, being pop, but also being like a Broadway musical. And so like with Broadway, like it's just Chuggy. Like I love it. I'm Chuggy. I know. I get it. So that's why like when you give a Chuggy or like a performance that's like in it and like knows what you are and like what it is, like if you're going to play Karen Smith, better than a man, not better, but like a different but like equally as great performance as Amanda Seyfried, who's amazing. Mm-hmm. You have to be so incredibly stupid to the point that we're all rooting for you. And like right. She did that, you know, and I wish they would have just like went all in. Because when they did, it worked so well and we were like thriving in the theater.
Yeah.
I still loved it, obviously. Like we still had fun, but.
No, I mean, it's again, like I do think some of those songs and it's like when they had Renee like belting, like it's like always good, yeah. But.
Star.
But yeah, I mean, like I enjoyed it. I think I'm supposed to see it again with my coworkers at some point. But it's.
I love that.
It's just, yeah, I mean, it was never going to be Mean Girls the movie. And I don't even think it was ever going to be Mean Girls the Broadway musical, which I saw and really enjoyed.
Which you love.
Yeah. But I think it's making pretty good money. And I think it's making pretty good money. Like, I think, honestly, like, I saw some girls in, like, pink at the theater. Like, it's, like, continuing the spirit. The torch of Barbie has been passed a little bit for this one. And, yeah, I mean, love. Love Renee. I mean, Renee is like already getting some backlash. Did you see?
Yeah, I we've said this. Like, I just always, as you always say with Taylor, in a different way. But like, Renee is flying so close to the sun mm-hmm. that it scares me. Mm-hmm. And also, like, I think did you say this? The Jennifer Lawrence effect is happening to her.
Yeah,
I feel like you said that, which I totally agree. Where like she, like her brand is relatable, and I think that like she is this way. But, like, I would be remiss to say that, like, probably just by way of being a celebrity and, like, being in the spotlight, sometimes maybe you put it on a little bit more than you would just with your friends. Or, like, it's received differently. Mm-hmm. I love her and I think she's amazing. But, like, I do think that, like, even in more interviews, like, the aloofness is becoming more pronounced. And, like, the like, saying things that are kind of, like, out of pocket is becoming more frequent. Which maybe she's just more comfortable, but also maybe she's just, like, leaning into the brand. I don't know, but I worry for her because the Gen Z audience is fickle.
They are. And I mean, also she said, like, this interview came out yesterday that where she doesn't know who Kylie Minogue is.
Yeah.
And someone was immediately,
like, what? I'm shocked.
Someone was immediately like, and you expect to be any kind of mother?
Yeah.
But like, she's young, you know.
Which, like, fine, I get it, whatever. I didn't listen to Kylie Minogue, I know she is.
But yeah.
Like, I mean, I did listen to Padam Padam, but, you know.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I love her still. I think she'll be fine. But I do worry for just this year for her, because she is everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, she's performing at Coachella. And I saw backlash to her tweet about that, where she, like, quote tweeted, and she was like, have done drugs here before and like now gonna do drugs here and like perform also or whatever. And it was just like people being like, oh no, like this is already starting, like she's already starting to bother people, like 2024 will be the downtick year. But I don't know, it's crazy because I feel like last week we were like, no, she'll be fine, she's great, whatever.
I know.
But it's like the overexposure can happen so very fast.
Oh my god.
And again, like you said, her generation especially, very fickle. So we'll
and
see.
They like kind of hate seeing people succeed, Loki.
Absolutely, they're bitter.
And, like, they're so bitter because they all want to be famous, so they're bitter. But Renee, we love you, we're rooting for you, sister.
Yeah, of course, always and forever. Come on the pod.
Always. I mean, literally.
Tell your side of the story.
Well, you'd be an incredible guest. Moving on to another mother, in my opinion, and yours. Miss Grande is back.
She is back.
And I love when we have maybe some differing opinions. because Yes And came out. And any no one would be shocked that I'm fucking obsessed with it. I think it's deeply mother. I think it's deeply iconic. I think the music video is iconic. And she announced today that Eternal Sunshine?
Yeah.
Is that the name of it?
Mm-hmm.
The album is coming out on March 8th, which is International Women's Day. of course.
Oh, right, right, right. Yes, I did see that.
So yeah, Yes And came out, and this happened also initially with other things, but I texted Meg and Vera and I was like, thoughts on Miss Grande. Then of course I was like, I'm obsessed. And Meg, maybe your feelings have changed, maybe they haven't, but what was your response to me?
My response was the emoji, the very specific emoji, which I do think
it's so specific.
It's so specific. And it
and she knows it triggers me. I'm like,
it transmits such a specific energy, which is the emoji that's like technically, I think, classified by iOS or whatever as a smile, but it very much looks like a ooh, kind
it's
of
like
smile.
A grimace, and it's like kind of oh, a grimace. Shit.
It's like a smile grimace. What I said was, and I still pretty much feel the same way.
Okay,
but like I've listened to it, like I'm not, you know, is that the production is amazing. The beginning really, really is stellar. Like, I mean, Max Martin, we love you forever.
King.
I do think the lyrics are just lacking for me and like a bit silly. I think, and I'm not like going to be like, you know, holding Ariana Grande hostage on this homewrecker mantra. But it just kind of made me roll my eyes a little bit in terms of like, what has actually been going on in her life and like whatever. It just feels like it's been done before, but also it's fun, you know. I definitely prefer the verses and the chorus. The bridge really I can't do with the whispering. Which is very Vogue and very, you know, Madonna. So I like absolutely see and like did think the music video was great. As I said, she's pointing her toes. Those wicked dance rehearsals have got
she's
her
been practicing.
On her ish. And yeah, I mean, that was like a really good music video. But yeah, I mean, I think, again, the lead single never really with anyone most of the time. I mean, we'll see. But I'm excited for the album. I've missed her. I've missed her chaos and her ridiculousness and her mumbling.
Literally.
Forever.
I feel like it's. I feel you. I hear what you're saying, and I absolutely respect what you are saying.
And I am not here to yuck your yum, Giselle, because it'll go platinum in your house, just like Bongos.
Oh. Let me eat that or beat that ass like a drum or whatever. I love that song. I don't know. I feel like it also, like, you know me, the people know me by this point. Like, some songs are just like coded for me and made in a lab for me. Mm-hmm. And this is one of them.
Yeah. I knew it would.
Yeah. I'm a tried and true classic
pop girly. Listen.
And I feel very excited for the album, as I know you do as well. I'm kind of just like, Ariana Grande to me, like, gives no fucks. And I'm kind of like, yeah, love it. Respect. Like, should you homewreck? No. But like, do I need to know about it? Also no.
Yeah. But does she
care?
Did you
tell me about it? No.
No, but.
Doesn't give a fuck.
Yes, and.
Doesn't give one fuck. Yeah, yes, and. As I've said, like, bring back celebrities who don't give a fuck about us. Honestly.
I mean, she's messy, and, like, she's giving
and
us
she's, like, always been.
She's always been messy. Like,
never forget when we stood by her when she licked the donut. Never forget.
Oh, and said, I hate America. She was ahead of her time. Ahead of her time.
Literally.
No, I mean, yeah. I Thank You Next. Like, think about Thank You Next. And I will say Yes And, like, and it does sound like an Ariana Grande song. Like, so I think, like, even though this is maybe, like, a new era of working with different producers for her and they're, like, back with whatever. But it does remind me a lot of Thank You Next in a lot of ways. So, like, maybe that's also where I'm kind of like, okay, could be more, like, exciting for me. Because Thank You Next went number one in my house.
Right, right.
Number one in my house, Thank You Next.
And I love that.
And that was like the beginning of my Ariana Grande, like, Sweetener was kind of, but also like, I didn't really like No Tears Left to Cry when it came out. So like, again, like I do just think like I'm excited again. I'm excited for the album. Someone said there might be 20 songs on it.
Oh.
I mean, we haven't
The
gotten an
girls love a long
album.
album these days.
We haven't gotten an album, except for Dua Lipa, who apparently it's like 11 songs.
Another person whose song that people are not loving, but went number one
Houdini.
in my house.
Telling me all the
Houdini,
way
and
Houdini.
I'm just challenging
Watch me
the
as I
audience
go.
to play yes and into Houdini, and you will live. Twirl. Twirl to it, sisters,
Oh,
and you will
absolutely.
live.
Here are some fun facts about Eternal Sunshine. She announced
Can't
it
wait.
on Jim Carrey's birthday, main character of
Okay.
the movie Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, which is about
Oh,
a
wow.
divorce and a guy who tries to
Oh.
erase his memories. So, kind of
Always something.
fitting with the theme.
Honestly, very tailor-coded to have all these little Easter egg things.
It'll be released near the movie anniversary. 20 years, 25 years, or something like that. It'll be out on International Women's Day, as you already told us, Giselle. It has seven covers, as it's her
Oh,
seventh album.
God.
That's Taylor Swift coded, if I've ever
Like
seen
even
it.
the reputation of it, of the music video of it all, but you know.
It's her first cover where she smiles
Oh wow, of course.
because she's happy with SpongeBob.
Honestly,
Go
we all
off.
thought this when she was like in love with Mac Miller, so like truly
Now,
this is
listen.
her coded.
I mean, she's going to be a stepmom. How crazy.
Literally crazy.
How crazy is that? Oh, so she's putting out a lot of versions of Yes And then. I'm just
She
seeing
put out like a slow
acapella,
version.
sped up,
Yeah.
slowed down,
She wants it to go number
instrumental.
one.
Yeah. I mean, this is once again something Taylor Swift would
Literally.
do. A million
Say
versions
that
of a
shit with your
single.
chest.
But yeah, Eternal Sunshine 3-8. Her eyes look very brown in this. Yep, here she is
The thing
smiling.
about this is that she's going to have to. Another person who we both love came out with an album last March and is now nominated for a Grammy, but our sister Miley Cyrus has done like no promo. So Ariana Grande is going to have to really put in the work for this next year.
She will. I mean,
A
she's
full year.
speaking of overexposure, like, and I mean, like, she knew to go away and like did a good job of like kind of giving us a break from her. But this and then the Wicked movie part
Wicked.
one and then the Wicked movie part two next year, crazy time,
Yeah,
to be
well,
Ariana Grande.
she will be overexposed once again.
Yeah.
And, you know, here we are.
But did you see, I don't know if you saw this, but there was a tweet and it was about like people who are gonna perform at the Grammys next month. And it was like they were in the talk in talks with Beyonce to do a Tina Turner tribute,
Oh
and
my God.
they're negotiating with Taylor, and I think Olivia is going to perform and Dua maybe. And then it was like
Yeah, I saw Dua.
Miley Cyrus reluct like they're trying, but she's reluctant to perform
I love her so much, but I'm like, Miley Cyrus,
in a
get
cult.
over yourself. I'm sorry, get over yourself. Like, I love you. I love you, sister. Like, don't go on a tour ever again, I suppose, but like, get your ass on the stage and perform Flowers, please.
She'll go on
Please.
a tour
Wear a cute
again
outfit.
when the money runs out, let's be real.
True,
Like,
true. When she's done performing for her friends and family in her home.
I mean, or like, did you see she released like a new version of one of her songs off of Bangers or something, with Pharrell?
Oh yeah, it was like yeah, for the Louis Vuitton show.
Yeah, what was it called?
I forget, but I did watch the show like on YouTube yesterday, and I heard it, and I was like,
That's
the Bangers era was a moment.
something really sneaky about you, Giselle, is that you're just watching a fashion show on YouTube.
I have lots of fashion commentary. First of all,
Tell
on the
us.
Pharrell show, it was amazing. The thing about people online is that they're racist. And
Yep.
there's so many comments under the Pharrell Louis Vuitton things being like, this is ugly. Goodbye. Ruining Louis Vuitton. And I'm like, you fucking Karen in Michigan. Like, you're so boring. Don't buy it. It's fun, inventive, and like cool. And people are annoying. The Pharrell show is great. If you have 20 minutes, you should watch it. Mumford and Sons plays, and they also release the Miley song.
Marcus
Maggie
Mumford.
Rogers was there.
Marcus Mumford really everywhere this year.
I know. Maggie Rogers was there. Did you hear me? Of course.
I heard. And also, did you see that she went on stage at the Madonna show?
Yeah. The thing about Maggie Rogers is that we're always feuding, but, like, I kind of love her. I'm feuding with her, but I also love her, you know?
Absolutely. Two things can be true. Multitudes.
Right. Like, I kind of would want my career to be like her, but also I know she kind of sucks probably in person. But as I did meet her in person. And
she Giselle. But. How many followers on Instagram do you think Maggie Rogers has?
She has not broken a million, has she?
No. 908,000. 100,000.
That's crazy.
That's nuts. Like, she's been around for so long, you'd think.
And, like, I guess, but, like, she hasn't really ever been nominated for, like, Grammys, right? Or, like, anything like that.
I think she was nominated for Best New Artist at one point.
We're getting a new album this year.
Yes, we are getting, actually, like, this Ariana album is exciting for so many reasons because, like, I'm so excited to have new music from her. But also because I think it is, like, kicking off a year of new music. I do think a lot of it will be in the second half of the year, but that's just like something to live for.
Always. I feel like I'm due for Muna, honestly. Sisters.
Muna, I mean.
Sisters and Theys, where are you?
Muna, who else are we thinking about? Harry, end of year, hopefully. Yeah. Billie Eilish. Yes. Megan Thee Stallion.
I think that's this year.
I mean, when is part two of Renaissance coming, Beyonce?
Beyonce, please.
You know who will come back? I feel like she... Lizzo. Yeah.
I was actually thinking about her yesterday. Yeah, I am interested to see how she inserts herself back into the cultural zeitgeist. Also, we didn't talk about this, but quickly, Lil Nas X. I do feel like... Sometimes, as we've said, this anecdote once again, like, people fly too close to the sun. And, like, I do think that, like, he is trying to, like, he uses the internet correctly, but then he did it, like, wrong this time. Like, he knows that, like, causing controversy will, like, continue to make him famous and get people to, like, stream and whatever. But also, I'm like, Lil Nas X, like, do you have to do that anymore? Like, you had a really successful last album. How about we, like, continue to be funny, goofy, silly, but, like, also just make good music? I don't know. I'm sad that, like, the public is turned against him. I also kind of am like, I don't want to listen to this music about the devil, low-key. But I know it's, like, not, I guess, really about the devil, but you know what I'm saying.
I know, but he's just leaned too far into the bit.
We have to let the bit go.
It's a step too far over the line, and it's, like, I get it that, like, people came for him and like the Nike thing and the blood in the sneakers and blah blah blah, but it's like, I don't know. I mean, like, this is another thing. It's like, I do feel like there are artists that, like, and this is maybe a thing, like, we hear so much that, like, women, like, female artists have to, like, reinvent themselves for every album. Yeah, but I do feel like a lot of male artists just stick with the same shtick over and over and over again,
the same bit.
And it's kind of like, in this particular instance, I'm tired, Lil Nas. Like, I don't have it in me anymore to be, you know, we're just doing the devil music.
And, like, if the song was really, really good,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
We can get into it.
You forgive it if the music is good and the music just isn't good. And it's like, then it's like, you're, okay, so your whole thing is about your aesthetic. It's not about quality music.
Right.
And that's what TikTok has done to so many artists, I feel like. Once again, it is the TikTokification, but it is. It's just like, you lose the quality. Like, once you lose the quality, that's when you start losing people.
Yeah.
So.
Sad for him. He did an apology, which I probably think is, like, fake, but.
Yeah, I mean, he had all of, like, the impersonators, too, of, like, it was just, like. I don't know. That was just flying a little too close to the Kanye sphere for me.
I know. I'm like, enough.
But
okay. Should we round out with some award shows?
Yes. I know. I know you probably, I mean, did you watch the Emmys?
No, but I've seen all the.
Yeah. I mean, I'll say, like, I watched the Critics' Choice and the Emmys. Did you watch it? Yes.
Okay.
From start to finish, both of them. And so there's been three award shows so far this award season.
Yes.
And obviously, the Emmys are normally in September, so they're kind of added bonus right now. And it was kind of weird because The Bear was winning at the Golden Globes and the Critics' Choice for season two, but they were winning at
Right.
the Emmys for season one because it was just anyway.
Flip-flopped, yeah.
It does feel like they won those awards for season two, though, also.
Yeah, I
Like
agree.
it just feels that way. And obviously the Emmys moving is because of the strike. But I will say I thought the Critics' Choice Awards were kind of delightful. Chelsea Handler hosted.
Yeah.
She was really good in terms of like the jokes were once again like what we were talking about the Golden Globes. Like they clearly reacted immediately to.
Right.
And I mean it's funny because she used to date Joe Coy, so it's like
Yeah, I did see that.
But it was more like earnest jokes, right? Like a bit more like
In touch
not
with what's
like to
going
be like
on.
respectful, like you know, like these celebs like deserve to be ribbed sometimes, right? But it's just a little bit
Yeah.
more like with a little bit more respect for like the fact that like they're awarding these movies and TV shows. Some great speeches. America Ferrera gave a great speech.
Barbie at all these award shows is fucking delightful. I don't care
Yeah.
what anyone says.
And
It's so delightful.
I don't know if you saw this, but Chelsea Ham like Barbie won the Critics' Choice Awards, and I mean like this is like one thing about them. Like they were awarding all of the like writing and production
Yeah.
and more like quote unquote minor awards. Like right before the commercial break, they'd be like, more awards awarded this evening. And like Barbie won like best comedy or whatever. And
Oh,
they
yeah.
literally just did it, like announced it like in a row with like a couple different ones. And then it panned to like the Barbie table being like, woo, or whatever. And then like a few commercial breaks later, Chelsea Handler was up on stage and clearly they were ahead of schedule because she had the time.
Yeah.
And she was like, actually, like, can we do something? Like, Margot, Greta, like, can you get up here and like say something, like, cause, and accept that award for best comedy? And it was like
Love.
really nice, you know, like it was a good kind of
Greta
earnest
also,
moment.
like, not that she never had me, but like really winning me over this award season.
Yeah.
Being earnest as hell.
Always crying,
Crying
always
always.
crying.
Love it.
And then Ryan
Also,
Gosling gave
like,
us.
Margot Robbie, we always say this about men, but like, she is a movie star. She's a superstar. Margot Robbie is the star to me.
Literally,
She is
like
a star. I love her so much.
she will be around forever, and like she will because also because like she has invested in her production company and
Yeah.
like working with
She's making movies,
female
baby.
directors, female like writers, like all this stuff. Like she is like putting her mark on the industry in such a profound way, and like we're not talking about it enough. And like,
She also seems warm.
and then she's also like, yes, seems like the nicest person. Also is
Yeah.
a great actress, like literally has been nominated for multiple Oscars, lest we forget.
Yeah.
And like no one else could have played Barbie, like that Barbie specifically.
Literally no one.
So let's be real. Ryan Gosling giving us a brand new meme,
Yeah.
which I've loved. very funny. Yeah, I mean like it's good to have these award shows back. It's fun to see all the
Also,
celebs.
this is an Ayo Edebiri stan
Oh
account.
my God, of course.
She also star.
Star.
Warm, funny, endearing,
Did you know she
iconic.
did you know like and I mean like you knew she was like a writer before she like got this role on The Bear and like started becoming more mainstream in terms of like
Yeah.
acting. But like she wrote on Dickinson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like
I love that.
and I think like What We Do in the Shadows and like all these like really funny shows. And I mean, yeah, her looks over the whole
I was just about to
weekend.
say, I would like to point our attention to a style star. Thank God. Her stylist is Danielle Goldberg, who is also styling Greta Lee, so like iconic.
Makes so much
And
sense.
yeah, it makes so much sense because they both are killing the rent or they're killing the red carpets. And like it's just she's doing all the right things. Like the ode to Whoopi Goldberg while also doing a full the row look. Like, yeah. It's iconic, actually. The dresses she's wearing, the silhouettes, the hair. Like, I love, I just like love to see a dark-skinned black woman being a style star. Like, always. Yes!
And
I'm so happy to see it.
she's so funny. her speeches are so endearing. I mean, she's doing the same, you know, the same kind of like fish out of water, like very overwhelmed, like shtick at the, you know, and I mean, of course, I don't think that's not genuine, but it's hitting so perfectly. And I love her love affair with Ireland.
It's so funny.
It's amazing. I don't know if you saw her on the red carpet. She was like, yeah, I mean, shout out to Derry, shout out to Cork, shout out to Dublin, yes. You know, like my people. It's very, very funny.
I deeply love her.
I mean, the Emmys were just a repeat of like basically what happened at the Golden Globes, which was that Beef, The Bear, and Succession won everything. The award bodies only saw those three shows.
Watch those three shows.
There were a few upsets at the
Quinta
Critics' Choice,
which we love.
Quinta won.
That was at the Emmys.
That was at the Emmys, right? Yeah, yeah. Quinta won at the Emmys, and she was like the first or second Black woman in like 45 years, like to win that lead actress in a comedy. So,
and I saw that like her and Io both winning lead and supporting is like the first time that's ever happened. Yeah. Like, two Black women,
amazing,
winning those categories, which like yay.
I mean, amazing, but ridiculous that it's, you know,
ridiculous. Yes,
we're still doing this, but. But yeah, there were some upsets at the Critics' Choice on the movie end. Emma Stone won Best Actress. Paul Giamatti won Best Actor. So it seems like we have a race in both of those categories, which is a little bit more interesting than it was. Again, Oppenheimer is just kind of steamrolling it away in all of the other categories. Seems like it's bye-bye to Charles Melton. I hope he gets the Oscar nom.
I know. I feel sad for him because he was great.
He was great.
He's been working
hard. Robert Downey Jr. is like knocking these speeches out of the park, as of course we expected him to. So it's kind of like, but Divine.
She's really,
or Davine. I think it's Davine. She's going to run away with it, which is fantastic to see. I can't wait for you to watch the holdovers. Week,
looking amazing. Always. Love.
Absolutely. And gave a really nice speech about like the women in her life and like who have, like, she looks up to. So it was really nice. But yeah, I mean, award season is not even close to over. There's a lot more to come. I love it.
The Grammys coming up soon, which I'm so excited for.
I'm really excited for the Grammys. I mean, we don't have to worry because Trevor Noah is hosting. We know he's going to do a fine job. And hopefully, you know, I mean, hopefully Miley Cyrus will get up off her ass and just do a fucking performance of Flowers.
Literally.
She could literally just do it, like, silhouette, spotlight behind her.
Great outfit, like, which we know she
like,
loves
it
to wear.
It doesn't have to be, like, the pop, you know, like, production. It could just be, like, a stripped-down version of Flowers.
Yes.
Just do it. Just do it, Miley. It's
Miley,
enough.
Miley, we're begging. We're begging. But yeah,
I mean, we said we had to keep it short and we did, but I feel like we got a lot in.
We got so much in and extra things in.
And extra things. I mean, I did just see a tweet that, and I'm so sorry, trigger warning, that Sam Levinson is writing Euphoria season 3.
It's just like, we don't need it actually.
No.
It's a cursed show.
Yeah.
It has given us great things like more Zendaya and Jacob Elordi, but we can put it to bed. And Hunter Schafer, who we love.
Yeah.
But we can put it to rest and allow these great actors to do other things.
Speaking of.
I feel like Zendaya feels like she owes him her career, but like we need to let him go.
But no, she doesn't, because she made that show what it is.
Right. Literally.
Speaking of great actors on Euphoria, though, we need to shout out another fashion star from the weekend. Coleman Domingo.
King! Coleman Domingo, this is how men should dress, please.
This tweet is, this might be the best a man has ever looked on the red carpet. If you have not seen Coleman Domingo's Critics' Choice look specifically,
he looks so good.
You have to go look at it. But look at like everything he's been wearing on the red carpet.
Been so good.
Insane. Your boy Pedro... I mean, I say your boy, I love him too. He is like doing this, stylist is doing this thing where he's trying to blend in the strap of his.
I've seen this.
Because he like threw out his shoulder or whatever and did something. And he has a sling and they literally the color of the sling the same color as his suit.
Right.
Which is just giving it a sort of mummy look, which like. He didn't win for The Last of Us, like, anywhere, because Succession is just cleaning up. But that show's going to be around for a while, so, like, he could still
He'll be fine.
You know, win accolades for that. He'll be fine.
I love him deeply.
But he did present, and it was cute. He, like, he talked about his shoulder, and then he said, like, I think it's time I tell you, like, Kieran Culkin beat the shit out of me.
And it was, yeah, because like at the other, yeah.
Yeah, it was funny. Like, it was a funny, funny little bit. But yeah, lots of, oh, what's his face? One for Blackbird at the Emmys.
Oh, which one?
The guy who played the serial killer, Paul Walter Hauser.
Yep.
But wow, it was deserved. Weird, Giselle. He was like, I think he was chewing, it was very deserved. But I think he was chewing gum while he was doing his speech. And it was like, he thought he wasn't going to win. He did this. No, he had a poem written, sister.
Oh, no, you're kidding.
You have to watch it.
Not a poem. Oh, God.
And like, you know, I was sitting here, we were like, is that a bit? Was that a bit? Like, what was happening?
Oh, I'll watch it.
But again, very well deserved. Like, can't say that he did not deserve it at all. But one more thing. You have to go see American Fiction because I need to hear your thoughts on it.
I know. It's so, you guys didn't love it.
I mean, we gave it 3 stars.
No, I know. But like, when you both write like 4-paragraph reviews, it's causing discourse.
Definitely had a lot of discourse about it afterwards. And so I would 100% love to hear your perspective. Yeah. So you have to see it. But something Vera and I both agreed on was that Sterling K. Brown was kind of amazing in it.
Honestly, the thing about Sterling K. Brown is that he's inevitable. He is inevitable.
What did I say when he got nominated for the BAFTA? I was like, Thanos, yes. Sterling K. Brown as Thanos, I am inevitable.
Literally.
Like,
he is. He will be there always, forever.
Because they love him. Because clearly he's a great person. Clearly he's a great person. Yeah. So, yeah.
I'll watch it.
You have to watch it.
I need to watch that. Zone of Interest and Anatomy of a Fall. Those are the three.
And The Holdovers.
And The Holdovers. Those four are the ones I've missed since I've been away. But now I'm back.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to miss any more films. But I need to watch them. How did you watch The Holdovers in theaters?
No, it's on Peacock.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. So you can watch it at home.
And then Anatomy of a Fall and Zone of Interest you watched in theaters.
No, Anatomy of a Fall I rented on Apple. It was like $5.
Okay.
But it might be streaming somewhere now, because that was like, I think that was on New Year's Eve? No. Yeah. No, it was like last Saturday during the day after Spin I watched it. But definitely like a kind of more of like an early, definitely like don't start it at like 8 o'clock, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are the four.
Same.
Hopefully by next week, I'll have at least 2 of them done. The Holdovers and Anatomy of a Fall, I feel like I can do because I can get to them easily on my TV.
Yes, for sure. But movies. It's the time of year.
Movies.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's like that Schitt's Creek meme where it's like, what's your favorite season? She's like, awards.
And literally, I'm like, this is the joy of our life. Okay, everyone. Well, we're off to work out in the frigid temperatures. So this is 2 weeks in a row. We're on a roll this year already. We will hopefully see you next week.
Yeah.
And I think we will. Nothing seems to
I don't have anything
right now,
going
so
on.
We'll see you this same time next week. We love you all deeply, but most importantly, love you, Meg.
Love you, G.